Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Orlando, it's a pleasure to meet you, and it's lovely to be here in the Melia Costa del Sol in Torremolín. It's just 12 minutes away from Malaga Airport. A huge destination, of course, for the Irish here.
Yeah, it really is. In fact, Irish people is our third nationality in this hotel all year long, not only during the winter season, but as well during the summer. Mainly lots of Irish families during the summer season and older people during the winter.
Yeah, and I mean, I suppose Melia, founded in 1956, has over 380 hotels now worldwide with different brands, of course.
Yeah, that's it. 8 different brands and still opening new hotels, especially new Melia hotels and Paradisus resorts in many new destinations for the company.
Yeah, now I experienced something very interesting here and a new experience for me called The Level, which was really nice. What is The Level for people that haven't maybe stayed here before and booked that?
Oh, okay. Level service is like, let's say, in a 4-star hotel, is this 5th star in terms of service or in terms of decor of the rooms, right? We offer in most of our holiday destinations this level service with a special and separate restaurant with breakfast area and as well assistance from our staff from 8 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock in the evening. That's in all our holiday destinations. In our city hotels, it's exactly the same, but without the swimming pool. In those level city hotels, we offer as well business centers and some complimentary meeting rooms as well.
Yeah, and I heard quite a few Irish accents up there over my few days. I got chatting with some nice people that were very much enjoying it. It certainly is something, I suppose, that people want to give themselves a little bit of an extra treat or that bit of extra luxury. It really does tick those boxes because you have complimentary drinks, complimentary food offerings during the day. As you said, a lovely quiet pool area with the concierge. It really is very, very relaxing. And it certainly does, like, there's no kids running around the pool. I think very, very pleasant experience around that.
Yeah. In fact, our level in this case, it's an adults only. But as well in some other hotels, we've got 2 level areas. 1 adults only area, the same one as the one here at Melia Costa del Sol. And we've got 11 areas for families as well. So we can separate both needs, the family-oriented level and the adults-only-oriented level.
Now, of course, we're here in autumn, in late October, and the weather is wonderful. So that's something that's, of course, a huge attraction here. People that maybe think that it's only the Canaries that get sun all year. We seem to be blessed here with over 300 days of sunshine.
Yeah. And the thing is that's why we are called Costa del Sol, because they say that from 365 days per year, we've got 350 sunny days.
Yeah, I was once here in Christmas and I think it was 22 degrees.
Yeah,
you could be very lucky. The Melia really have, you know, I suppose, got a certain standard, Orlando, if I could say to you. I mean, I've stayed in a lot of Melias from all over the world, from London to Italy, Milan. They do have a very, very high attention and level of detail and attention to service, which COVID doesn't seem to have damaged or upset in any way, even though we have staff problems, I know, in the hospitality area.
Yeah, well, you always have problems. But the thing is that in the case of Melia, we are quite concerned with the standards of the company and the standards adapted as well to the cities, to the destinations, and as well, we have to adapt our standards to the nationalities we've got in the hotel. In fact, we've got 2 departments inside each hotel, which is the guest department, the guest experience department, and as well, an assistant to the management, which is in charge of the surveillance, let's say, of those company standards and follow the standards and as well do the training for the new staff and for the working staff to follow those company standards.
Yeah, and something that's really interesting about in a lot of hotel groups, you know, you go, I mean, you have here, you have wonderful, I mean, half-board, it's full boards of all different options. But the quality of the food, even for buffets and, you know, the normal standard here, I must say the quality of food and the offering and variety was, I would say, pretty exceptional, like really good quality, freshly cooked. So it was almost like being on a very fancy cruise ship, I think, after some of it, you know, because some people, of course, like, you know, service and stuff, but very good. I mean, really, really enjoyable, I must say, the food here.
Yeah, well, the thing is that this part of the tops of this company, of Melia, the thing is that we are very well known for our standard in especially buffet breakfast and as well our dinner services. It's part of the top points for Milia Hotels, that and the attention to detail with our guests.
For people that would have heard of Torremolinos over the years, I suppose Orlando has had a bit of a funny reputation. It went up and down. It seems to have come back an awful lot. I've noticed here in Torremolinos, everything is really clean, a very nice class of people around, very safe. It's really improved over the years. And like as I said, just 12 minutes by taxi from Malaga.
Yeah, the thing is that, well, first of all, we are quite close, really, really close to Malaga. We are very close to Malaga's international airport. But as well, the thing is that there is a project in Torremolinos itself, which is called Torremolinos 2030. With this project, the thing is that they want to improve all the services to the population of the city, but as well to all our tourists coming to Torremolinos, to the city. They just began with improvements of the beach areas, the promenades. As well, you can see that right now Torremolinos is a safer city and it's much more clean than it was, let's say, two decades ago.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's a great place, of course, because, I mean, you know, you were along the coast, it's used to the lower, we're in Costa del Sol here, you have up the coast here, Fuengirola, Marbella, Benalmadena, and of course, Malaga. And we were celebrating Picasso's 50th anniversary next year. I had some lovely visits to the Picasso Museum there and his house, Casa Natale, just on the doorstep. So for all the culture and the 30 museums available in Malaga, it's also just the train, of course, you have here, which is brilliant. A very short train from here straight into Malaga. I think it cost me a huge amount of money. It was 2.30 or 2.30 euros or something. But terrific to base yourself here if you didn't want to stay in the city of Malaga.
Yeah, the thing is that, well, one of the most important attractions for us is Malaga City. As you said, museums and lots of activities, lots of things to do. But as well, going to the other side, the thing is that you got as well cheap transportation to go to Fuengirola, Benalmadena, and see the castle, or many, many more attractions, or even to go to Marbella and all that area, Marbella, Estepona. It takes you no more than 25 minutes and no more than 3-4 euros.
Yeah, no, fantastic value. You must have had lots of exciting, eventful times with guests over the years. I've been deputy manager here in the hotel. I mean, there was a conference on now. I hardly even knew there was a conference on. In fact, you see some very well-dressed gentlemen from different parts of the world wandering around. But I thought that was quite nice. You've really got a very nice mix here. And the conference doesn't seem to affect the normal guests at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, first of all, because the thing is that the hotel has too many different areas and separate areas. We've got some areas designed for the leisure guests, and there are some other areas for those attendees to conferences and congresses in the hotel. So it doesn't affect the normal leisure operation with those congresses and conventions.
It's been a really great pleasure to stay here. I must say, I've really enjoyed it. For anybody that wants that nice summer sunshine breakaway with a bit of luxury, this is definitely the place to come. Where is the best website, Orlando, for people to go just to get deals and all the information there?
To get all the information through the hotel chain, through milia.com, because you cannot only see the hotel or you can book the hotel, but as well, you can see all the information related to the destination and all the attractions around the hotel.
Wonderful. Orlando, thanks a million for chatting to me today. Muchas gracias.
Gracias, and hope to see you soon again here at Melilla Costa del Sol.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.